It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com for all your RV needs for a Penn State game. Single game, park your RV in their lot. You get the full weekend package. Show up on Friday, come back on Sunday. Go to GoPSURV.com. Ross, we welcome you in. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Good to be with you guys, always. Well, I love, by the way, when I'm somewhere and someone says, I listen to you on Keystone Sports Network. I listen to you on KSN. I listen to you. A lot of people listen on the app. A lot of people have the app and like the app. I like it.
If you're not, if you don't have the app, you're doing it wrong, right?
So I look at it.
That was your famous line.
Yeah.
Yeah, get our app. If you
it's just a lot easier. It's just a lot more convenient.
Just get your app together, people.
Nice. Keystone Sports. It's just Keystone Sports app.
Keystone Sports, yeah, on the App Store, on your phone. You can also get it on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Or you can.
Or all of our content's available.
I like it. I like it.
So for this week's Tucker Tape, that guy laughing and delivering the one-liner of the show would be Bob Flounders. We're going to talk about the 2019 Penn State players that are available in the NFL draft. Whether they should go, whether you think they're draftable, we can go a million different directions. But top of the list in the guys that are that have to come out or can come out for you is who, Ross? Who do you think heading in right now would be the best prospect?
I would tell you a couple of things. So first of all, I would say, and so a lot of these guys we're going to talk about would have eligibility
they
left.
They do have eligibility.
So we're just talking about, as it stands right now,
right,
what we would project as being the best prospects. It's interesting because I asked a scout about this. And yeah, and the numbers he gave me back, he didn't even know the kids' names yet, but the numbers he gave me back were 84, 21.
Imani.
The two DNs. Mm-hmm. And I asked about McSorley, and he said, a lot like Mayfield, it's going to depend on his senior year. So think about, like, coming into the year, I'd be curious to see what people had for pro prospects for Baker Mayfield and JT Barrett. And then Baker Mayfield had an unbelievable year.
He did.
And JT Barrett had up and down year. Up and down gets you undrafted. Unbelievable year makes you the first overall pick. I would guess that McSorley's somewhere in the middle. The problem is, and we've talked about this before, the middle is a real no man's land. Because it's like, if you're not a guy that they think is a first round, gonna be our starter, you know, right away or within the first year, then you fall into the next tier. And if you look, only a handful of guys ever get drafted in that next tier every year, because it's like, well, we don't need a starter, so we're just getting a guy to develop for the future or like a backup. So then it becomes Mason Rudolph in the third round, Lauletta from Richmond in the fourth round. I mean, Mike White went like in the sixth round. Somehow the Patriots drafted Danny Etling from LSU in the seventh round. I couldn't believe that. That's like their Matt Castle pick.
Yep.
But my point is, like, if you're not a first rounder, only a handful of guys even get drafted then. And it's really going to depend a lot on McSorley's senior year. I don't know that he's consistently accurate enough like Mayfield is to think that he'll be a first round. I mean, he would have to be lights out off the charts this year for him to be in that first round conversation. I think he then falls into one of those other guys, and that might end up being seventh round pick or undrafted free agent like JT Barrett.
Yeah. So the only thing I would say, and so Baker Mayfield did not play a lot of good defenses last year.
Not in the Big 12.
He didn't. Now, he did at Ohio State.
Correct.
He definitely had a great game at Ohio State. He started pretty well against Georgia, and it looked like Georgia got a pretty good read on him in the second half. Trace has played some pretty good defenses, and sometimes he has not played well, and sometimes he has. So, to Ross's point, I think the schedule is tougher,
this
I would
year.
Say,
yeah.
for Trace than it was for Baker. And I think his completion percentage, he's going to get a, he would, should get at least a little bit of a pass, because I don't think he can ever get it as high as Baker's was at Oklahoma.
There's also a lot of skepticism as to how much success McSorley will have without Saquon Barkley, Mike Gesicki, and Deshaun Hamilton.
Absolutely.
You're talking about the best running back ever at Penn State, arguably one of the best two or three tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who is it? Like Kwalik and Kyle Brady.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the leading receiver ever. So there's a healthy amount. So I that could be in McSorley's favor, by the way.
Right.
Whereas if he plays really well, despite those guys. So, and one of those guys that'll have to have a big year would be number 84.
Yeah, it speaks to Juwan Johnson. How is he going to do as the number one this year? Because he's clearly it.
Right,
I don't know who else. Gesicki was their number one last year. He led the team in catches. Was the guy in the red zone. Juwan just had one touchdown.
And receivers tough too. Like, you look at this year, two guys went in the first round, but it was Calvin Ridley and DJ Moore. Rookie receivers haven't had success really, other than Amari Cooper, and now he's dropped off.
Right.
And you're talking about guys like Calvin Ridley for 3 years was unbelievable at Alabama. DJ Moore had a ridiculous season with 17 quarterbacks this year at Maryland. I don't know if Juwan Johnson gets there. And then there's guys like, what's Juwan Johnson's best trait? His size is a big part of it. He's not like a burner. There's guys, we were talking about it off the air.
Yeah.
There's guys like Simi Cobbs from Indiana.
Didn't get drafted.
Alan Lazard from Iowa State.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Juwan Johnson fits in with that group. You know, I mean, I think his measurables will be more impressive than Deshaun Hamilton, and maybe that helps him get drafted higher than Deshaun Hamilton. I would feel like Juwan Johnson with a big year could be maybe like a second or third round guy.
What about Amani Oriari?
See, I think the two fascinating guys to me are Sharif Miller is one, and Amani, after the year that he had as the number three corner, now he should be this one of the starters, him and John Reed.
Bob, we barely even talked about him being on the team a year ago at this point.
I know.
It was Reed, Christian Campbell, Haley. Grant Haley, Lamont Wade, after the Lamont Wade spring where they were talking him up.
Yep.
Like, Amani almost wasn't even on the radar screen.
Yeah, because if you remember in 2016, he was their fourth corner.
Right.
He got picked on a lot. Like, they went after him in the Rose Bowl. They went after him in a lot of games as the fourth corner. And he grew up a little last year. I think he led the team in interceptions with four. He got second team all Big Ten status, both from the coaches and the media. He's got size. He can run. So I do think he is a guy that can really help himself, especially if he can do it 2 years in a row. You know, I mean, Christian Campbell only did it 1 year in a row.
He has to validate.
I think it might have cost him in the draft. And Sharif Miller is one of the bigger wild cards. He's not like Saeed Blacknall, like an enigma, but he's a guy that needs to have a better year than he had last year, because there was times, Ross, when he dominated games. If you look at the game he had against Iowa early in that game, I thought he was the best defensive player, other than Josie Jewell, the best defensive player on the field.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Yes.
If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out.
I'm doing it. Yeah, somehow I'm doing it.
Yeah.
If I get to a game, I want to do it.
If I get asked, would you like to do it, I'd be like, yeah.
I like the big screen TV for Friday night. I got to figure out if they can figure out a way to plug in my high school Why Missing game on the big. I'm sure the other thousands of people there will be thrilled, but – no, and so the guy that texted me back said number 21 is one of the top senior corners in the country.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think Castro Fields is going to actually be better than him very soon. Terry Castro Fields, but he's only a second-year player, though.
Yeah.
I think the more interesting conversation is, who are the potential guys that could make the Apke move this year, or who are the guys that will be draft eligible, and if they have a good year, might say, you know what? It's time to go. I have a couple.
Well, Sharif Miller and Juwan Johnson have two more years, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I'm talking about guys right now that could go after this year, but we're not really talking about
it. Yeah, yeah.
One for me is Kevin Givens, three technique tackle.
Interesting.
And I'll give you one more if he has a big year. Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders for sure. Miles Sanders is smart enough to know that if he has a big year, he could go.
Right.
There's, although, look, Josh Adams did that, didn't get drafted.
Right.
Bo Scarborough was a seventh-round pick. So,
I know.
But Miles Sanders, unlike those guys, Miles Sanders can catch out of the backfield, and he's smart enough to realize.
He's kind of got the prototypical body, too, 5'11", 210, that's about right. And he's definitely – I just want to know – I think if he's smart, he'll at least think about it.
I think the other two guys you have to talk about are Ryan Bates and Connor McGovern.
That's
just because when you start 3 years on the O-line, I think part of you might think, how much better am I going to get? And does it make sense for me to keep playing for free when, like, if let's say those guys grade out as like fourth or fifth round type picks, are they going to be that much better their senior years that they'd be first or second? Probably not. So do you want to start the clock on starting to get paid? Because Bates has been beat up.
Yep.
McGovern's been fortunate, but they both have versatility. Like, what they are this year is probably going to be what they are. It's their third year starting.
Ross, two more. Nick Scott, if he has a nice year, because he can play special teams. He can run first year.
Does he have two more years left?
This is last year.
Oh, this is last year.
And Koa Farmer. He's this is his last year, but I'm just curious what you think about if he can play at the next level.
He's got the skill set they're looking for at the next level with his speed. Like, the fact that he returns kicks, he'll test really well. They'll look at him and say, former safety. Like, these are like the buzzwords that you want. He just has to have a really nice year. But he'll be in the conversation.
What about John Reed? That's an interesting. I mean, he's coming off the injury. He can come out if you know.
I mean, they would have told you before he got hurt that he was clearly their best corner, wouldn't they have?
Yeah,
yeah.
So Christian Campbell got drafted. Now Christian Campbell has better measurables, but Christian Campbell got drafted. You know, they like number 21, Amani
Arawarie.
They like him.
Yeah. Grant Haley did not get drafted. Him and John Reed.
John Reed's a better player.
Yeah. John Reed's a better player.
Yeah. But he can't get much taller. And I just wonder if his size works against him or not.
And I don't think he'll be – you know, he'd be best served if they played him in the slot a lot this year.
I think they will.
In nickel, because they'll look at him as versatile and they'll look at him as a slot guy. Avante Maddox from Pitt got drafted in the fourth round mainly because he's a pretty good nickel guy. They're now looking to draft guys that are nickel guys.
Yeah, I don't think Grant played a lot. He played outside a lot, and I do think Grant's a better player than Avante Maddox. So I would hope that Penn State would put Reed in the slot so he can kind of show what he can do, because I think he's better than Avante Maddox as well.
We can talk about it later, but I'd like to talk about – at some point we're going to talk about the punter. And Blake Gilligan.
Yeah.
He can...
That'd be awesome if he left school. I mean, it wouldn't be awesome if he left school early, but when's the last punter to go pro early? That'd be hilarious.
All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.